Hello, Redemption. Good morning, and welcome to week one of our Lenten meditations. We are going through a fast right now as a church community. We're taking the 6 weeks of Lent that lead up to Easter, and we're doing a fast as a community. And if you want to listen back, we actually posted in the first run of this series the piece of last Sunday's message where we spoke about what is fasting? Why are we fasting? And what exactly are we doing together as a church? It's about 10 minutes. I recommend you jump in on that. Essentially, each week we are fasting together, both from food, from breakfast and lunch on Wednesday, and then something together corporately that we're sort of taking on together as a community each week as well, something different each week. So this week we're also fasting from our car radio. And what I'd love to do is actually take a minute to encourage you this morning as you're a few days into radio silence and just beginning your fast from food in some capacity, hopefully, this morning. And remember, there's a lot of ways you can do that. You could fast from food and just have water today, or you can modify that in a tons of variations. So it could be juice, could be like a smoothie fast, it could be like you're choosing to fast from certain things in your diet. Some of us medically just aren't able to fast for blood sugar issues, or maybe you're pregnant or whatever. And I think there's just a ton of room and a ton of grace to participate in whatever way that you can. And if you are physically, medically able to fast from all food and just have water, I would encourage you to try that over the next couple of weeks. There's a book called Becoming a Supple Leopard by a guy named Dr. Kelly Starrett. He's a physiologist, and he says in his book, it's a book that is essentially about like movement mechanics, so how to move most adequately in your body, both in exercise and in life, so that you don't get hurt, but also how to deal with pain that arises and sort of resolve that pain. And there's a part in his book where he says that the same neural pathways that your brain uses to communicate to your body to move, that same sort of neural path that goes from brain to body for movement, is the exact same neural pathway that your body uses to communicate pain back up to your brain. And so essentially what he says is while you're moving, or the more that you move, the less you're actually able to feel pain that you have in your body, which is why he says you can actually get hurt in some sort of exercise and not even realize that you're hurt until later that day or even the next day. It's also why he says your body will actually start to hurt when you finally slow down, or even at night when you lay down, you'll find certain aches and pains arise because you don't sometimes know that you're hurt until later. Because that same pathway that communicates movement also communicates pain. And if you clog it up with movement, you're not allowing the pain to filter back through to your brain. And I think the same thing is true of our spiritual lives and our spirituality as well, at sort of a different level, is that when we fill our lives with noise and with busyness and with movement, we're not actually able to address the stuff that's beneath the surface, the pains, the disconnections, the hurts, the numbs. Whatever's going on beneath the surface isn't able to filter back up to your brain, and you just aren't aware of it. And so you're operating actually out of a broken, disconnected place, really unaware, because we're so filled with noise. All the spaces in our life that used to be the places where we would pause and reflect and have silence, we filled those places with screens from first thing in the morning to last thing at night. Even some of us in the middle of the night will wake up and check our screens. We're just filled with various kinds of noise in the car, always some kind of noise happening in our life. And it just keeps us from being able not only to connect with ourselves and what's beneath the surface, but also to connect with the spirit of the living God that's in us and that's in our midst. I mean, that's just true. I mean, even in my own life and experience this last week, I actually had a pretty intense week and experience. I had a lot of meetings covering a lot of different things and spaces that I normally had time in my schedule to like think or to reflect or to write or to process. They were just filled with other things. And then even heading into the weekend, there was opening weekend for baseball. So there was opening ceremonies, and then there was the opening game. And then there was a water polo tournament that was overlaid over that with this wild kind of schedule. And then in the midst of that, there were things happening at home and at church and at like in the house. And then a friend of mine is in the middle of a construction thing at his house. And so I jumped in to help him because I just love to do that kind of stuff. And I found that even on the weekend, the place that I would normally come to a place of rest, I just wasn't able to. And when I woke up Monday morning, I was like fried and absolutely frazzled. And it was a little bit like rocking for me. And I had the silence because there's nothing planned. There's no meetings. Typically, it's where I reflect and begin writing my next message. And I was sort of overwhelmed this week, just like processing everything that was there from the week before. And man, that kind of space is critical. Often we just go week to week to week to week in that way, and never allow ourselves to process those things and wrestle with them. And this, the season of fasting each week, it's about quieting different areas of our lives. Because again, life is so noisy and busy right now. Just in our culture and the way that we live with our pace and with the technology, man, we filled all the quiet spaces, sort of from the beginning to the end, and it isn't giving us the room to stop and to pause and to reflect. I think that if you do that long enough, you can almost subconsciously get like scared or like nervous to where you don't want to find out what's beneath the surface, or we can almost become like subconsciously scared of the silence. Obviously, like a rhythm of Sabbath is where you would do this on a regular basis, where you'd have a day of rest. I mean, most of the spiritual disciplines are really in some form about creating that kind of interaction with the Spirit of God. I mean, the disciplines are essentially about making space to encounter the Spirit. It's the discipline of creating space in various ways in your life to actually encounter the Spirit of God, to recenter, and to operate from that centered, connected place with God and His power. So it says in Psalms 46:10, God says, "Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth." That's why Jesus says, "Abide in me and I'll abide in you." In fact, as you're heading into your fast today, that's what I would love to read over you, is that passage from John 15 where Jesus speaks about being the true vine and invites us to abide with him. I'm gonna read this meditation over you this morning as you're heading into your day. He says, "I am the true vine. My Father's the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You're already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, then you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that's thrown away and withers. And such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I've loved you. Greater love hath no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You're my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. And this is my command: love each other." I love that. That is so, so, so powerful. That's so powerful. As you are in your car this week, as you're driving around and you're in radio silence, you're not on the phone, you're not making choices to your Spotify or whatever podcast you're trying to catch up on, man, I just invite you this week to abide, to be still, to center yourself, to enter into contemplative prayer. I invite you to just calm, center, invite the Spirit of God traveling with you in your car, and open yourself up to whatever God may speak to you, whatever God has for you, to the reality that God loves you, that Jesus calls you his friend, that he chose you. Abide. As you're entering into a food fast today, in whatever form that you are, when you normally eat breakfast or when you normally eat lunch, I invite you to take space, to pause, to reflect, to abide. Don't just blow through and do more work and be more productive, but pause and open up. And as things come up throughout the day in that hungry state, man, lift those things up before the Father. Lift them up. It's really easy to just try to blow through and like fill the day today with whatever you can so that you can just grit and like bear it. But don't do that. Actually fully embrace it. And instead of gritting and bearing it, abide and like give yourself to it. Fully enter into it. And just as like a little bit of reflection on even how I do it, I typically breathe. I take space to like take a lot of deep breaths and I calm, sort of slowing my heart rate. I close my eyes and I invite the Spirit of the living God to that space that I'm in. I don't try to force anything. I don't try to go anywhere. I just pause and pray and open myself up for the Father. I don't waste my time in those moments with like a Russian roulette Bible sort of thing where I'm sort of hunting and pecking, trying to find something. I just reflect on stuff that I'm already reading in my own life and spiritual journey. Right now I'm reading through the book of Luke with the boys in the morning, and there's a couple of passages that are just like resonating with me this week. In Luke 7, it talks about those who've have been forgiven much, love much. And in Luke 8, there's this passage that I'm like reflecting on right now where it's talking about the sower and what it is to like see and perceive and to hear and to understand the kind of soil that we are. So, I mean, like, what is it in you that God's already up to? And then, like, allow stuff to come to the surface. If there's random weird stuff in there, if it's unresolved stuff, if there's anger, if there's unforgiveness, if there's lust, like, whatever it is, just let it come up and bring it into the presence of God. Repent. Let things go. Recenter. Rest. Listen. There's almost like a free association in your mind and your heart as you're allowing stuff to come out in that space. If other people come to mind, take note of it. If there's something you feel like God has for somebody else, write it down. I always have a journal. I always have it present. Even while I'm driving in the car, if something like that comes up, I'll open the note application and hit the dictate button on my phone, and I'll just speak those things into the note app so that I can grab onto them and to remember them. Yeah, man, go for it. That's how I do it. How do you do it? How are you going to lean in? I just encourage you this week, lean in. Let's do this together. I am really expectant and excited, not only in my own life and spiritual journey, but also for our community together. So enjoy it, lean in, have fun, and we'll see you soon.